The following audio program was produced by National Seminars, Incorporated.
Delegation, perhaps not the single most important aspect of management, but certainly of primary importance in getting things done. Our discussion today, the do's and don'ts of delegation, will focus on creating new responsibilities, opportunities, and accomplishments through working with other people. I'm Tom Joseph. To discuss delegation, the right and wrong way, is management consultant Dr. Gary Fellows. Dr. Fellows has held management positions in business and industry and was Dean of Continuing Education at Fordham University. He holds a doctorate degree from Columbia University and has consulted with numerous Fortune 500 companies. Dr. Fellows is a nationally acclaimed seminar leader. Dr. Fellows, let's start with your definition of delegation. Is it just for managers?
Working definition of delegation. It's getting things done through others. And it's not just for managers. Managers do delegate a lot, and they usually delegate downwards. And that's fine. That's what they're supposed to do. But delegation is also upwards. People working for a manager are in the process of delegation, so it is a two-way process. Also, you can delegate laterally. You may be an administrative assistant or a secretary or a staff person, and you're working with people alongside of you, peers and colleagues and coworkers. You're delegating. It's getting things done through people. So it applies to everybody in the workforce.
Now, you've developed a 7-step formula in delegation. Can you go over that with us?
It's a good system of delegation, and it seems to work. It's depending a lot on your style. I don't shape people's style. Everybody has their own timing, their own particular way of doing things, their own way of communicating. Some people are very articulate and glib, and some people are very direct and blunt. That's their style. But the system applies, and it also applies to your situation. Some organizations, some environments are very open to delegation. It's encouraged, it's supported. These 7 steps fit in beautifully. Other places, a little tougher. High-pressured places, people throw things through the transom. You go to the restroom and come back, and there's 3 more projects to do, and no one's saying anything to you about it, and so you're like in the delegation process. These steps apply, but you've got to make the application. And there are 7. Number 1, and I'll put you in a management position now, or a supervisory position.